You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. It's great to have you with us, and we've got Devlin Eden back with us once again. Dev, nice to touch base.
Brad, yeah, good to be here. Looking forward to it.
Dev, question from Julian. Julian's saying, I'm at the early stage of my plan, so plenty of 25 to 30 minute runs based on heart rate. Is it okay to run a bit longer at the same heart rate, say for 45 minutes? Just the shortest loop around here is about 6 kilometers, which would mean that he can run the loop if he does, rather than walk the last kilometer. Any guidance on additional runs to the plan? Can I do other runs respecting the recovery days, or should I hold off for now? What's your thought on adding extra training?
Yeah, so Brad, I suppose with this, it's just going to largely first be dependent on what sort of background Julian has. But in general, we're all right with you extending the runs a little bit. I mean, if it's a 30 minute run, for instance, don't go out and do an hour long run. Again, depending on what your level is, we need to build and progress slowly with that. If you are maybe getting back into running for a while and those 30 runs are being very easy, happy for you to extend it slightly to 35, 40, maybe 45 minutes, as long as the intensity of that run still remains nice and easy. So the goal of the run shouldn't change for what we're trying to achieve. That is the first thing. And then I still would actually, I'd avoid adding more runs in the weekend. So we want to still make sure that we are getting enough recovery in. You can obviously listen to your body and make sure how you are responding if you do try and run a little bit longer. But we don't want to be jumping in too much too quickly. The fact that you're on a particular program with those set durations and set intensities also means that you've been put on that program for a reason. So we don't want to suddenly jump into trying to do marathon type of volumes or intensities when you're not at that level yet. So it's all about the baby steps, making sure we put things in place, making sure that your strength training aspect of things is key, because that'll also start to help you from a running performance point of view, but then also make sure that we can maybe progress you a little bit quicker later on.
Yeah, Dev, I mean, I'm guessing Julian's on 4-day plan. Most of our plans are 4 days. If he does feel like he needs to run more, you talk about, he's asking if he can add more running days. Would it be beneficial to add in a swim or a cycle instead of a run?
Yeah, so you could definitely do that. That little bit of cross training is good. One, I like it just because it takes the monotony out of things. But at the same time, you also don't have that eccentric loading on the legs as what running would do. So adding a cycle in somewhere in the week, or maybe a swim if that works for you, you can definitely go ahead and do that. Again, you want to try and keep the intensities really low. You don't want to be fatiguing yourself before your next run coming up. But yes, you're welcome to do that. Just again, just listen to your body and don't fall into the trap of trying to do too much. Just as a sort of side note, he also mentioned regarding the loop around his house being a certain distance.
If he doesn't finish it, he's got to stay out there.
Yeah, so we often fall into that trap because we've got a set route, and we shouldn't be afraid, as boring as it might be, of doing an out and back rather than a loop if it means we have to extend our run by 20 or 30 minutes, because again, we're not achieving what we're looking for from that, or the desired outcome from that session.
And the times will come where you will be doing the longer ones and you can run that loop.
So. Exactly.
Perfect. Dev, as always, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.